Downtown Livingston hosts the Paint Livingston Plain Air Competition and Art Sale. It's a vibrant weekend for art lovers and the art curious alike. Joining us today to talk more about it is board member Mitchell White. Welcome, Mitchell.
Thank you, Mark. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to see you again. Off mic, Mitchell informed me that I was his teacher a few short years ago.
Just a few.
I can almost kind of see your youthful college face.
My visage, yeah. My hair was a different color then.
Well,
a little gray has crept in here and there.
That happens.
That's how it goes.
That happens. So, well, welcome today. So, I love hearing about the things that arts councils get involved in. I think a lot of times people don't realize that most communities have an arts council of some kind. McCookville certainly has one.
Right. And so we're relatively new in Livingston. This is our third year. We were formed in 2023. It's great. It's exciting. It is the first time Livingston's had an arts council. We're happy to be there, and people are supporting us, and it's a fantastic thing.
And for people who aren't familiar with arts councils, what are some of the things that arts councils get involved in? I do know they provide money. Often that comes from the state and things
right.
like that.
So we're constantly looking for grant opportunities, applying for those grants. And we focus on the visual arts in Overton County. We're trying to, our education is our main goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have painting classes, drawing classes. We offer those. We are sponsoring this plein air painting competition. So we're bringing a lot of, artists into the area. We're bringing artists from Texas, New York, Michigan, Florida.
Wow.
So we're, that's part of our focus too, to promote the Upper Cumberland, to promote Livingston and Overton County as well, and kind of spread the word about what's going on up there. There are good things happening in the arts in Livingston. Livingston's a relatively small town. It's a very quaint, charming, and bucolic town.
Absolutely.
And visually, there's a lot to offer. And so that's that, along with arts education, is our main goal.
I got to know Livingston actually pretty well when I first moved to Cookeville, 30 some years ago, because my wife, Jennifer, had her first dance studio on the square in Livingston.
Oh, yeah.
And so she and I started dating, I would often drive out sometimes, if she had a break, for instance, in teaching, I'd drive out to Livingston, we'd get dinner or something together. So I kind of got to know the area and always felt like it was such a pleasant place to visit. Like the town square is beautiful.
Square. Yeah.
And I can totally see that, wanting mm-hmm. to kind of promote that, because mm-hmm. it's a very cool.
It is.
I imagine living there, it feels like this little gem that's kind of right there on the edge of the mountains.
It really is a little gem. And I think you mentioned our square. Our square is kind of the crown jewel of Livingston. And, we have a courthouse that was built in 1865. Mm-hmm. We have preserved it, which is kind of a miracle in this area because, several years ago there was this wave of sort of tearing those things down
right.
and rebuilding. And we've maintained ours. The area around it is undergoing some work now, so it's going to be fresh and new later on this fall. But the square is just—it's just so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and it is so quaint and charming. And people visit, people love it. There are a lot of people that sort of end up there, especially in the fall, from out of town, staying in Airbnbs. We have a lot of great little shops, so we want to capitalize on that, and spread the word about it.
Yeah.
And a painting competition is a great way to do it.
That's so great. And, certainly there's been, the number of restaurants, I think, that have, mm-hmm. have I see on Facebook
mm-hmm.
That have popped up and stuff. So that's really exciting. So we're coming up on a short break. But when we come back from that, we're going to talk about the Paint Livingston Plein Air Competition and Art Sale. Which is something that's coming up. It's supported by the Arts Council. Did you say it's the Overton County
Arts Overton Council? County Arts Council.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll talk a little bit about that and just kind of what is coming up for artists as you guys shine a light on some of the cool things that are going on in Livingston. Okay, we will be right back with Mitchell White, who is talking to us today from the Overton County Arts Council. Once again, we're talking with Mitchell White, who is a representative from the Overton County Arts Council. We were talking about Livingston and this upcoming event that's in Livingston. Before we get there, though, I just wanted to kind of sidebar. How did you come to Livingston, Tennessee?
I was born there.
So you're originally from there?
Yes. I'm born and raised in Livingston.
Oh, that's so great. So you really have, so you have that kind of connection to it too. That must be so nice then to be able to sort of put yourself in a position where you can help this community that you've spent so much of your life in.
Yes, absolutely. Grow. It makes me feel so good to be involved in this way. I want to see good things happen in my hometown.
Sure.
And, I'm an artist. I'm a professional artist. I've taught art at Cookeville High School for 31 years. I love Cookeville. Livingston, of course, is my hometown and where I live, and I love Livingston as well. So it's good to kind of bridge the two worlds.
Oh, I think so. I would think so. So tell us a little bit about this, the event that's coming up, the Paint Livingston. Am I saying that right? Plain Air Competition?
You are saying that right.
And
yes.
Art Sale.
Correct. That's it. So the term plein air is a French term. It means painting out of doors. And there are a lot of artists that solely paint outside. That's okay. What they do. So you generally have artists who work in studios, so studio artists, and then you have plein air painters. So we organized this festival or this competition last year. That was our first year.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great response. We had 38 artists that participated last year, which we were sort of blown away by because we were anticipating maybe 10 or 12 artists
right.
that would come to this thing. And there were, I think, 116 paintings that were produced over a 3-day period. We hosted the sale on Saturday, Saturday, October 3rd last year. And we sold half of those paintings,
wow.
which is tremendous
yeah.
In a little town like Livingston. And so people really came out and supported it. The artists produced incredible work. And it was just it was a great event from start to finish. So this year, we're hoping to build on that success. We're adding a few things in here and there. So the event starts on October 1st, which is a Wednesday. The mm-hmm. artists will come into town on that day. They will be painting around Overton County on Thursday the 2nd and Friday the 3rd.
Okay.
There's a quick draw competition on Saturday morning from 9:30 until 11:30. So people can come to Livingston, and that is centered around the square.
Right.
So all 30 participating artists will be around the square in Livingston painting. So they can't that morning, you know, they're not allowed to go out and around. They've got to stay put.
Right.
So it's a good time for people to come to town and kind of see art being produced live. You know, you can stand behind these painters and watch them paint.
Yeah.
So last year people just enjoyed it so much. And then the artists submit everything. We have a period of judging. We have a great judge. Her name is Pam Padgett. She's a really well-known plein air painter from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's coming to Livingston to judge this competition for us. And she'll be judging that Saturday midday. And then at 1 p.m., we open the doors. This will be held at the community center in Livingston, which is just off the square.
Okay.
We open the doors and we have a sale and an awards program.
Wow, that and sounds like a great event.
Yeah, it is a great event. And we're really looking forward to it, looking forward to these people from out of state that have never been to this part of Middle Tennessee. And we have a lot of artists from the Cumberland Plateau and from mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee as well, a lot of good few from Nashville that have not been to Livingston. So it's just going to be a great thing. It's going to be a great time.
And yeah, there's really so much great work being produced. My sister often comes down to visit. She lives in New Jersey. And one of the things that always takes her breath away, whether, you know, when we go to galleries and things mm-hmm. like that, is both the quality of the work and often how inexpensive
yes.
it is. 'Cause she'd say, you know, if I was up in Pennsylvania, I would spend yes. X amount of money on this.
And absolutely.
So, yeah, that's really
exciting. I think people were pleasantly surprised last year at the price points because it is good work. It's high quality work. Again, these are professional artists, people who have high achieving people in their field that are coming to town to produce this artwork. And yeah, the prices are more than fair. And they're all, you know, size wise, you're looking at something that you can easily fit in, that you can carry home that day, not anything right. massive that's going to eat up a ton of space on a wall, something that's easily gifted, certainly easy to fit it at home somewhere. So it's just it's a good thing all the way around.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'd like to talk to you a little further, Mitchell, about your work as an artist. So once again, we're talking with Mitchell White today about this upcoming event sponsored by the Overton Arts County Arts Council, the Paint Livingston Plein Air Competition and Art Sale, which will be coming up. We'll be right back. And we're back with Mitchell White. So, Mitchell, you're an artist. Tell us a little bit about your work as an artist.
Okay, I will. Thank you for asking.
I'm happy to.
I'm not a plein air painter.
Okay.
I'm a studio artist.
All right.
So I went to Tennessee Tech. As you mentioned, I was one of your students. Mm-hmm. And earned a degree in art education and had some amazing instructors in the art department at Tennessee Tech. And Chris Casuara and Sally Jaeger were both my instructors.
Very famous.
Yes. And both taught me a lot about painting. You know, I always, teaching art was something obviously that I wanted to pursue, but painting, I kept it at the forefront mm-hmm. from the time that I was in college and throughout the 31 years that I've been teaching always. So, you know, I've been inspired within the last 5 years to do a lot of work that focuses on the Upper Cumberland, mm-hmm. particularly Overton County and Livingston.
Right.
I have a studio space in Livingston just off the square where I work and focus on oil painting primarily. I do a bit of watercolor here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, we travel a good bit. Often I take a watercolor set with me and do studies and things that I then paint from when I return to the studio.
Right.
But I've been fortunate over the last few years. People in Livingston have really been very generous and received my work well. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of work that does focus on the town square. I find our square just sort of endlessly fascinating.
Yeah.
It's and the way it's situated, the way the light hits the square different times of the year, I'm sort of always inspired by it. So I do a lot of things that focus on that, as I mentioned. I've produced a book in the last few years of that work.
Okay.
I have some prints available at places in town. So, Livingston's been good to me as far as, you know, a source of inspiration and my creativity. And it's nice to kind of, and it's nice, it's going to be great for this plein air festival to meet a group of painters that I really haven't met before.
Yeah.
And meet people who do things that are very different from what I do. I do hope in my retirement, which is hopefully coming up quite soon, right. That I want to learn to plein air paint and kind of get out of the studio some when I have the time to do that.
Sure.
Because it's a time consuming thing, you know, packing everything up and taking it outside and setting it up and all of that. And it's much easier just to walk into a studio that is set up and ready to roll and start painting. So it is something, plein air painting is something that I'm looking forward to doing.
I certainly do. When you talk about plein air painting, I can't help but like picture, you know, an image from the movie about Vincent van Gogh, where
right.
he's just got it out in a field.
And his, yeah.
He's got a stool and he's got his paintbrush.
Yeah, the Field of Crows. That's the famous image of Van Gogh out painting in Claude Monet. He's a very famous French painter who went right. outside and painted. And, you know, these painters, and still today, these painters go out in all weather. You know, they're not just going out on bright, sunshiny days.
Yeah.
They're going out because often that's not the best light. You
sure.
want shadows and you want atmosphere and you want things that are interesting to capture. So plein air painters, I think, are kind of tough people. Mm-hmm. They're going out there and all of it. And I find that really interesting and look forward to doing it.
That's very, you know, one of the things that I have encouraged, I've worked with many students over the years who are interested in filmmaking. And I have often encouraged them to go over to Livingston because there's so many interesting, I tell them, I said, you will find areas that are so interesting looking that would work perfect as a backdrop for whatever scene or something mm-hmm. you're doing. Because, yeah, it really is. It's a beautiful town.
The square in Livingston sort of backs up to a hill, mm-hmm. which does interesting things to the light and
I'm
the
sure.
shadows at different times of the day, particularly in the morning and the early evening. And you know, we've managed to hold on to a few of our older homes in town, not as many as you know we would like,
but, right?
And that's something that's just happening in the area. But we still got a good few older homes, older buildings that are. Yes, I can imagine that it would be great for filmmaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
As backdrops.
Well, just let's circle back then just one more time. Coming up is the Paint Livingston Plein Air Competition and Art Sale. Tell us once again dates and times.
So the sale happens on Saturday, October 4th,
okay,
starting at 1 p.m. at the Community Center in Livingston, Tennessee.
And it's open to the public?
Open to the public, free of charge.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Once again, I was speaking with Mitchell White, who is a representative from the Overton County Arts Council, about the upcoming Paint Livingston Plein Air Competition and Art Sale. Mitchell, thank you once again for your time today.
Thank you, Mark.